Hi, I was looking for Mike.
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Wait, who are you?
My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show called Brook and Jubal in the Morning. I'm calling you today because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Okay.
Her name is Meredith.
Oh my God.
And you met Meredith at a swing dancing class, and then you guys went out for drinks after.
Yes, that happened.
Okay, that is confirmed. Good. Okay. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
We're all on the same page.
Well, Meredith is wondering why you're not giving her a call back after your date.
Really?
Yeah. So she asked us if we could get you on the phone and figure out if she did something wrong.
All right.
All right. Well,
all right. What? All right. You can tell us what happened, or
is this whole thing just a joke?
No, it's not at all. It's a segment we do on our show called the Second Date Update. That's why I'm calling you today. I'm wondering if Meredith did something wrong on your date.
I don't know. Not really. I just don't think we're a great match.
Is it because she called you Matt instead of Mike the entire time?
How do you know that?
Oh, because we talked to Meredith about your date, and she told us everything that happened. She also said that there was one awkward moment where she kind of compared you to her dad, and she thought maybe that was the reason that you didn't want to go out with her again.
That's what I think.
Yeah, that was definitely a little weird.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people like their parents, so that was probably...
No, not like
that. Well, I mean, just in general, that was maybe a compliment. Mike, you ever think about that?
It's a weird thing to say.
Is that it? Is it those two things then, calling you the wrong name and comparing you to the dad?
Yeah.
Those are pretty big things.
It was that and something else.
Well, what else was there?
Even more?
I don't know. She just like kind of ticked off a pet peeve. It's like, you know, it's more me than it is her. It's like, it's not her fault. She's a sweet girl.
That's like the worst breakup line ever, though. It's me.
It's not you.
What is it?
She was doing this weird thing when we were at the bar. And maybe she was doing it all night, but I only noticed when we got to the bar. But I was telling her a story, and she goes, "Oh my God, are you smurfing serious?
Are you smurfing serious?" Is what she said.
Yeah,
like the cartoon show smurfing.
What?
Yeah, I guess so. I was just like, "What do you mean?" She responded by saying, "Your story is forking crazy."
Forking.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she said forking.
What?
It was like every single time she went to swear, she just replaced it with a nonsense word.
You got to give her a break. Like, maybe she was just trying to be ladylike or watch her manners on a first date.
I guess, but this isn't like the 1950s, you know? It's okay to swear.
Was it just that instance, or was it more than that?
Yeah, like, you know, I'd be telling her a story, and then she just, like, cut me off and yell something like, "Holy heckle specs."
Ooh, wow. She said that? Jeez. I don't think we can air that on the radio. That's edgy stuff.
Cheese and rice.
Goodness gracious, Mike.
Poor thing. I think she sounds kind of cute.
Hey, Mike, I do need to let you know that she's actually on the other line right now listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, I am. Meredith, you there?
Yeah. Hi, Mike.
This is pretty weird.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting that to come out of your mouth.
Expecting what to come out of my mouth? Holy heckle spec?
Yeah, you may have just pissed Meredith off there. Oh, I'm sorry for the real piss word. Sorry about that, Meredith.
Hey, Jubal.
Ticked off.
I mean, did you want me to curse like a sailor the whole time?
I mean, you don't necessarily have to swear, but if you're going to do it, you should do it right.
I know, but I don't like to curse, and you started doing it, and I kind of wanted to, you know, follow suit, but I don't curse, and so you know, I just do what my sister and I do at home when, you know, that's when we started, when we wanted to, like, say things and, like, our parents were there and we didn't want to be disrespectful.
But it just kind of makes you sound really immature.
Well, cussing makes one sound really unintelligent and uneducated.
Uh-oh! I guess, but it's just kind of hard to have a conversation when someone out of nowhere yells, son of a booger butt.
Dude, that's crazy. Okay,
that's any better than son of the other B word? Like, that's jarring to me. So, I mean, it's just, I thought you seemed like you had, like, you know, a fun sense of humor. So, like, we laugh about it all the time. Even our parents laugh about it because it's funny. Like, we make stuff up. We're creative about it. And it's, oh my gosh, it's something funny.
Maybe your parents think it's funny, but, like, honestly, to me, it was like having a drink with a kindergartner.
Wow.
So it's like, I know I remind you of your dad, but like, I'm not your dad. Maybe like your dad's funny, but like, I don't know.
Like, you can cuss in front of Mike if you want to, Meredith. I think that's what he's saying.
But I don't want to cuss. Like, I mean, I know I have freedom of speech. I can say whatever I want. I just don't like saying it. It's not polite. Okay. It's not ladylike. And it was the first date, so I'm not going to, you know, bring it out.
Yeah. I think she has a really good point, Mike. I mean, you can't get over some stupid phrases like holy ravioli or whatever she was saying. I mean, I cuss like a sailor, but, you know, to each their own.
I mean, yeah, exactly. I each their own, but I'm just not into it, I guess. You know, I kind of want to feel like I'm talking to an adult. You know, especially if it's like someone that I'm going to, you know, potentially be in a relationship with.
Mike, maybe you want to reconsider. Maybe she can tone down the nonsense words or whatever, and you guys can go out again. Would you like to go out on a second date with her? We'll pay for it.
I mean, maybe if she agrees not to, I can't believe I'm saying this, but if she agrees not to use that kind of language.
I can't believe you're saying that.
Meredith, can you watch your mouth?
She does hold her tongue.
Can you watch your mouth to go out with Mike one more time?
I mean, yeah, I honestly don't really do it with other friends. It's just something my sister and I did, and then, like,
Meredith,
the trauma with the dad.
Yeah.
I think you should just own that you were the offensive one on this date for probably the first time in your life.
I'm sorry, Mike, not Matt. Would you like to go on a second date with me if I tone my language down?
Sure, let's give it another try.
Nice.
All right, nice. A successful second date update. Congratulations, you guys.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, you guys.